Sam, welcome to Jason Waller Unleashed. Real talk, real success. I'm host Jason Waller, former billion-dollar business entrepreneur, elite business coach, two-time top five podcast host with the BAM Podcast and the True Underdog. You might know me from my TED Talks, best-selling books, or even my brand new reality TV show on Amazon, BAM Fam. Are you hungry for inspiration, wisdom, perhaps a hearty laugh? Get ready for a dynamic, electrifying journey filled with towering business triumphs, intimate family moments, and raw honesty that you won't find anywhere else. Buckle up. This is about to get dope as hell. I'm telling you, I have had all kinds of guests on my previous shows, and we're going to have some bomb guests on this. We're going to be talking about everything from politics to money to business to family to drama to kids to you name it. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be in your face. It is Jason Waller Unleashed. Real talk, real success coming now. Bam! Bam! Jason Waller here with Jason Waller Unleashed, and we've got a special treat today. We are going to change it up a little bit. The podcast has been climbing the charts like fucking crazy. We just passed recently, I got to remember his name. Let me pull it up real quick because it's kind of a big deal. We just passed my dude, Rob Lowe and Jon Favreau. Okay. And we moved into the top 60 on overall society and culture. And so I'm mixing it up. I had this business entrepreneur podcast, top five, all this shit, right? Two of them. Then we said, you know what? We want to go crazy, bipolar as fuck, podcast unleashed, talk about everything from Palestine to Israel to aliens fucking to sex to baby to Joe eating shit. We'll get to that in a minute. And all these other things that we've mixed up. And it's been crazy. And I appreciate all the followers, the subscribers listening. I appreciate that. Now, I really even want to take it another step forward. So we're going to try to start this as Friday's episodes being a sports podcast. So Unleashed Sports. And then Monday's or Tuesday's episode just being Unleashed Everything. So I have got returning guest, Big Joe, the whitest Puerto Rican I know in the world, Caban. Yes, and Kenny the Boom Boom Klinger, who's got great hair parted to the right.
It's parted right there.
You brushed it, right? You fixed it up. So I've got just these two gentlemen
parted
on.
Parted that shit backwards.
He parted that shit backwards. And listen, I've known these guys a long time. We all have three different teams that we like in football. We talk shit about football. We've been to Lions games together and other games together doing cool shit. We can tell some stories about it. But we want to talk about overall life, some funny things, and we're going to go ahead and call some games and some sports things this week. So if you're used to just the craziness and the business side, stay tuned. You're still going to love all this shit. We'll mix a little bit of that in there, but we definitely want to get some sports off you know, the plate to be able to talk about what's going on in sports right now. And Joe, I know you don't pay attention to much college football, but you can't be on a sports show if you don't watch college football.
I know enough to get by. I don't fucking give a shit about
apparently.
Who's the quarterback of the Oregon Ducks?
Bo Nix.
Oh, he knew! Fuck, that's motherfucking new! Damn!
I know enough. Well, apparently the Wolverines now are America's team.
America's
so
team.
So says the coach, right?
I love that.
That was a great interview he did. That was awesome.
You know, it's crazy because it was so pissed off. I saw the guy, Dave Portnoy from Barstool, got so fucking pissed. I shared his post. He was running his mouth about how fucking weak the guy over the Big Ten was by telling Jim Harbaugh while he's on the fucking plane with his team, hey, asshole, you're not going to the game. You're suspended. Without real proof. I mean, there's still due process of the NCAA looking into this. And he does that, and what do? They shove the ball down their fucking throat in Penn State, okay? Top 10 fucking team. They ran the ball 33 fucking times straight and said, we're bigger than you, we're stronger than you, we're going to stomp your fucking ass at home, and that's what they did. Just fuck me, Christ. All right, sorry, we ready? It was a good break. The football shit to me is boring, by the way. This is like the worst podcast ever. I'm over here falling asleep, just so everybody knows. I know we tried. I'm not digging it. I'm like, God, this sucks. Like, we're like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Like, I want to talk about it, but you're like, our sports podcast could be so different. What was different? We sound like a couple guys fucking in their basement rubbing their cocks talking football.
We really need to focus on the games that are being played. Talk about those. Talk about the lines. Yeah, don't talk about Jim Harbaugh.
No, but everybody does this. That's my point. What makes it different? What was your version of different? Everybody does this.
I just thought it would be a little bit more looser, go over the games, talk shit.
You don't think they do that?
No, not the way we can do it.
But we haven't. So I'm saying, what do we got to do?
don't know, maybe just focus on, start off by just focus on the week and the schedule.
All right, we'll try. I just feel like we don't have enough juice. I feel like it's fucking playing Jane, dude. We're going to have, and that's okay, he's recording this because he can edit. We're going to have fucking like, it's going to make people yawning. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, people watch our show, they like energy and intense, and we're laughing, and we're cutting up, and we're so technical, and I get it. And like, Kenny's fucking the smartest motherfucker in here when it comes to sports. He's fucking giving all the technicalities, which is great. But like, me and you got to bring some character and flair to it. We're both like, yeah, I think that's a great, you're right. Josh Allen, absolutely. You know what? We might win the division. I don't know. Yeah, I think so. It's like, they ain't gonna get the views.
Okay, so what do you think we should do?
I don't know, but I was all excited, like, let's go to the bar, let's do that. Now I'm like, the whole time we're doing this, I'm like, fuck, what makes this different?
Well, the best shows that they do this, when they're in the background, they have people interacting.
Dude, they have a million of these, and they all don't do well. Like, three do. Pat McAfee's one of them. They have a million of these. We have to be different. What makes my show different, gets phones, talk to aliens, we're talking about fucking, we're talking about eating shit, we're talking to fucking Hater about Palestinian and Israel and fucking bombing. He's talking about his dad being the king of fucking hide and go seek that he ain't seen. Like, that's real crazy shit. How do we make this crazy and finish it out?
What do you think, Kenny?
I don't know.
Kenny's not the crazy one. Kenny is the motherfucking, the even keel dude. Like, if you envisioned us just being funny and just talking sports, and like, that, it won't go nowhere. Like, that show will never go anywhere. It's got to be something unique. That's my opinion. What makes What's-His-Name unique? So, yeah! Well, welcome to my show, the fucking dungeon, boom, boom, room, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm talking about, right? Pack back feet. With my dude, got one fucking eye! Like, it's different. That's why he does so well. It's not like, hey, so who do you think? Nobody gives a fuck what our three fucking retards or idiots think on fucking football. But I like it because I want to talk sports.
Let's just finish the episode.
Who's got the biggest dick in the NFL? Not a good thing to talk about.
I don't know. How would you know?
You've been in locker rooms before. Maybe you know. Maybe Jim Harbaugh.
I've been in boot camp. I ain't been in. Oh, I have been in a locker room. You're right. But they were. Yeah. I heard a story one time from Prater. I won't tell that one.
Don't tell that one.
He says all the kickers have button cap cocks. Look like little button caps. And he said there was this dude, this linebacker, I forgot his name, said he had a fucking elephant cock just swinging. And then after he walked up to Katie and was like, hey, like, oh, Matt, this is your wife, great. And then they ended up flying next to each other, and Prater was fucking pissed.
That's funny.
All right, so we'll go back to the games for Pittsburgh and Cleveland. We'll let Kenny go first. My phone rang. But what are we thinking? My phone is not supposed to ring. I got to turn them off. I set them up to ignore it. Do not disturb them. That's fucking stupid. So how do we liven it up a little bit? Like right now, you know what the clips are going to be? Yeah, I'm going to take Bengals plus three. Like, that's our clip. Doing a podcast is so much harder than people think. You have to be outside the box or it doesn't work. I don't talk about all the shit just because I want to talk about the shit. I talk about all that shit because I want it to be crazy so it gets followers. So you got to be uncomfortable. You got to be crazy. So what's your thought?
How do we make sports talk crazy?
I don't know. That's why I was asking what was in your brain. Because I was like, I thought maybe you had a great idea. You're like, dude, the way we do it. I'm like, yeah, the way we do it, let's go. And then it's been like, oh, how do we do it?
It's different in here than when we talk it in Kenny's office.
Why? It shouldn't have to be.
I don't know. Totally different.
We just explain.
We just explain. All
right, now we're going to pick the games.
We're going to pick the games.
Shirtless.
We just play. Explain.
We should be the shirtless deciders. Kenny's like, I ain't sharing.
No,
I ain't sharing.
Nah. Get the hell out of here.
This is how I decide my games.
You rub your nipples.
I rub my nipples.
Dallas and the Giants. Dallas and the Giants. Woo!
All right, go ahead. All right, we're on to Pittsburgh. I'm going to start doing my picks with my shirt off. I feel luckier. Shirt came off, picks are being happening.
You have the body of a bodybuilder that got confused midway through and just stopped. And just decided no longer he wanted to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
What it's are you like, trying to
it
say?
Starts, the shoulders look good, then it starts going down.
Chest looks okay?
Yeah, then the definition just stops.
Well, that's definition, but it's more of a definition of the letter O.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's round, like me. Round, like O.
How do I fix it?
You're like a muscular, competitive eater.
Okay, so basically, I look good from waist up. Here up.
With a shirt on, you look fine, because you look kind of jacked. When you pull your shirt off, it gets kind of confusing for me.
Well, it's better that you're confused with just his shirt off instead of his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he pulled his pants down and you were still confused, we had a problem.
Yeah, we would have a problem. My back is itching, dude.
Have the fucking alien scratch it. You should have the alien put his arm. He can't move his arm, right?
Really, my back is scratched.
Scratch it against the wall, bro. That's what I do, like a bear. I go in the corner of the door and just make noise.
All right, so I confuse you, so I look better with the shirt on.
Yes, keep it on.
Or maybe like a tank top.
You should put a, you and should, I keep my shirt on.
You should start rocking tank tops.
Not to confuse
like this. That's better.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I wear tank tops because fat people should wear tank tops. At least try to hold it in a little bit.
So it's the belly that confuses you.
Yeah. I'm not confused. He said he was confused.
So it's all good to get to belly.
Salad, then donuts.
Kind of like what we had for lunch today: pizza and donuts.
Yeah,
and salad.
There was salad.
Salad, donuts, and pizza. Yeah,
and lemonade.
Don't forget the salad. I think it's still all there.
Mm-hmm. The salad.
All right.
He ate one. He ate one before we came in here.
You're yawning on my podcast.
Fuck, I can yawn.
You're not allowed to yawn on my podcast.
That's why you got that fucking belly. You're throwing Lay's potato chips at me. You just have
don't,
yeah,
don't yawn on my podcast.
What other kind of snacks you got back there?
Timmy's like, I'm hungry too, dog.
You got these plain Lay's down here.
I didn't want to throw anything to hurt you.
It's all good. All right, let's go to the second game, all right? We got stuck at this second game.
Yeah, well, first game, the deal was Kenny and Joe took the Ravens -3.5. Yep. I took the Bengals +3.5. Why? Because I think Joe Burrow is a bad motherfucker, and I think Lamar Jackson is due to fuck up.
He's playing like straight ass right now.
Lamar looks good.
Plus, the Ravens lost to Cleveland last week, so they're at home now. Again, they're going to fucking beat the dog shit.
I don't know. I think the Bengals have to win so bad. Plus, I love Joe Burrow.
They all got to win in that division, man. So,
dude, I've got $900 to pay $25,000. Joe Burrow, get your head out of your fucking asshole and go win the game, dude. You and Jamar Chase, go win the fucking game.
They should. They could, but I think the Ravens are winning.
Especially, all right, so you guys, we're going to update this next week. We're going to see who's got the best record. This starts mid-season. It's the mid-season Unleashed Football fucking picks.
And then the next game is another division game.
Shirtless, motherfucker!
Shirtless! Woo! So when I ask you, concentrate.
I need an energy drink. Do they have any more in there?
I don't fucking know.
I'm going to check. Hold on.
With a C4 that tastes like Skittles. Like, I don't drink that shit.
Not many people.
You go to walk out there shirtless?
You walk out there.
Like, what is going on in there?
Is that a podcast?
What do they do? What are they doing
people
there?
People are like, I ain't being a part of his podcast.
We're not done.
We're not done. Shirtless. Picking pigs shirtless.
What is she doing?
Making
meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Mom!
More meatloaf!
Mom! Fucking A. Shit. C4. Why?
Because it's not C5. Okay, so we got next Cleveland.
Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Another division game, that same division.
Same division. Who's going to win that one?
That's Cleveland -4 at home.
Cleveland all day, baby.
I agree. I think we all agree on that. I didn't know I was going to take Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's been winning football games, but.
No, you know what? I don't like either one of you. Okay. You said I look like. Salad and then a donut.
Confused bodybuilder.
Yeah. And you're a confused bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, we talked about this. You haven't seen your dick since 97. It's erect.
I'm not saying
I can see my penis
I'm
every day.
I'm not taking my shirt off, though. You
Kenny,
are.
Can you see your dick every day?
I can. I do.
Now, either we got big peckers or we got small tummies, or maybe it's a mixture of both. But either you got a small pecker and a big tummy, or it's a mixture of both.
Okay. Say what you want, but I'm not taking my shirt off. You're allowing yourself
you
to
ask
be,
me 1,000 times. I'm keeping my shirt
I'm
on.
I'm keeping my shirt on because I'm fat, and I might confuse people with my tits. Okay? So I'm not going to confuse nobody like you are confusing me right now. Yeah. Okay. You're like you only shot steroids up here. Not down here.
What it is I work out, but I eat like shit. And I'm going to argue with you guys, and I'm going to take Pittsburgh. +4. Pittsburgh +4 out. Jason's taken. So right now, I'm Bengals +3.5. Dude, I'm already two against you guys. I'm a lone wolf.
You are. Ow! Just don't put no money on
me. How you spell wolf?
Wolf. Wolf. Is it wolf?
I'm a lone wolf.
It's a lone wolf.
Lone wolf on the roof.
I'm a lone wolf.
Oh, man. Next game. Arizona on the road against Houston. Houston -4.
Boo.
I'm going to take Arizona +4. I think with Kyler Murray back, it changes a lot. Team look a little bit
I'm going to take him, too.
Yeah, I think we're all in alignment on this one. I like Arizona on this game, too. Prater kicks the game-winning field goal right at the end. Go, Prate.
My boy, Prate. Go, Prate.
Go, Prate. Prate kicked like a 56-yarder last week.
I know, man. Still got it.
Still got that leg. Old as fucking Christmas.
Motherfucking steel.
Older than Santa Claus, still kicking 56-yarders.
All right, let's keep going.
Green Bay at home, +3 against the Chargers.
Okay, Chargers all day. All day. I fucking hate Green Bay. I'm going Chargers.
Well, it's at Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Green Bay.
I would take Green Bay as well.
You motherfuckers. Lone wolf again.
It's going to start getting cold, man.
Chargers are not very good on
the By the way, you know what my problem is? I have 4 road teams picked already. That's a problem.
That's not the way to bet games, by the way. Like,
well, maybe I put steroids in the wrong place and my brain don't work.
Mm-hmm. Hey, as long as it's just your brain not working.
I take pills for the other things. You know, it's like you ever think of you know what I look like? What? I look like I'm real buff on top, right? And then it's like a baby elephant. It's like a round belly with a huge ass fucking trunk. It's like, you know, that's what it's like. Just so you know.
Is that what baby elephants look
now,
like?
Now, yours is the opposite. It's like a big baby elephant with like a little trunk. Like it's deformed. It's like,
that's how I feed myself the peanuts.
It's like a little shrimpy.
I grab the peanuts with it and then feed myself the peanuts.
Very small.
How else you think I eat peanuts? All right. Kenny's team. Commanders at home. -10 against the Giants.
Washington.
Giants getting 10 points against the Commanders.
Well, I think
it's at Washington.
Yeah. Washington is going to win the game, but they're not going to cover the spread.
That's the other advantage I have. I've taken it's points, so I could be okay. They won't cover 10 points?
No. They won't cover the spread.
And Dallas beat them by 40.
I understand that. We won't cover this.
Kenny says Giants +10. Where are you at?
My Commanders -10. I think Giants are so fucking bad. Especially if they
That's a hard pick.
If they start Danny DeVito.
Let me ask my nipples. Danny DeVito.
They start Danny DeVito again. Guys,
I'm going Washington -10.
That's like us, like the Giants calling up Jason to the quarterback for the team.
Well, dude, I look like it from the chest up.
Yeah, as long as you did all your interviews at a high
table.
A high table,
motherfucker, yeah.
You'd be straight.
You built like Brucey from The Longest Yard.
Who's that?
You don't know who Brucey is? You ever seen The Longest Yard?
Yeah, but who's Brucey?
The guy wanted to be quarterback? Short little,
dude, I'm not
little Puerto Rican guy.
Dude, you ain't even
it's
real Puerto
Brucey
Rican.
Time. It's Brucey time.
In Puerto Rico, what do they do? Like, do they have football?
No, we play baseball.
Okay. Do you play baseball?
I used to.
Okay. How does your big ass get around the bases?
By running, motherfucker.
I'm a
lot faster
like
than I look. I tell you that much.
They don't want me to body shame, but I'm going to body shame the fuck out of Joe, by the way.
By the way, we can find that video of us racing on the beach.
I beat you.
Oh, my God.
I ain't that slow.
I'm going to find it and leak it to Tony. He's going to insert it right into this clip.
If you send it to him, he will.
And then he's going to be that...
We're running full force. Can you find the video?
It's somewhere. It pops up every now and then. I think once a year it pops up.
It's on YouTube somewhere. Or Facebook.
Facebook. We got to find that
Facebook
shit.
Facebook keeps everything, man.
Me and Joe raced to Myrtle Beach. I beat Joe. But it was close.
No one won.
And Joe trips me, although we think a ghost
the
did.
The sand won that race.
No, but we fell, but then I got up and finished and won.
We fell at the same time. After we sat down and laughed for like 15 seconds, Jake hobbles across the finish, gets up.
Because it's not over. I got to win.
You know what I'm saying? And we're asking people, like, hey, who would have won that race? People always say, dude, you were about to pass that motherfucker. You started off fast. I just was closing on you like a fucking freight train.
I was slow playing you, baby.
You were running as hard as you could run.
Slow playing you. They have short stroke, they have long stroke, and they have slow play. I was slow play. All right, who are we taking? What's the next one?
All right, next game is Jacksonville at home minus 6.5 against the Titans.
Taking the Jags here. They need a win after last week, and they're definitely the most talented team. Besides, the quarterback is the prettiest girl in the league.
That guy Purdy.
He Purdy.
Purdy.
I'm gonna go Tennessee plus 6.5. That's a lot of points. I like Will Levis.
He has that. I like Will Levis too, man.
I'm gonna go with Tennessee as well. Plus 6.5.
Ooh, you're a lone wolf again, Kenny. You're a lone wolf again.
I like the all nine right. teams though.
Next game is the Detroit Lions, 7-2 team.
I don't give a fuck what the spread is. I'm taking
minus
Detroit
10 against the Bears.
All day. Ooh. All day I'm taking it.
I'm gonna take the plus 10 if Justin Fields is playing.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the plus 10 because I think you're going to have a hard time stopping and running. I think you still win. You think you win by like a touchdown. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep, I think we beat the shit out of them. I think that's our coming out game.
I'm going to take the Bears with the points.
I think the biggest line of the week coming up next, the Miami Dolphins minus 13 against the Raiders.
Are they home?
Yep.
Miami's at home?
Mm-hmm. Miami minus 13 for me, yep. I mean, minus 13 for me.
I'm going
to
take
day.
The Raiders plus 13.
Honeymoon's over for the new head coach in Las Vegas.
I think the
Dolphins come off a bye week, and it's a racetrack.
You both think minus 13?
Miami's yeah. going to cover.
Be a lone wolf again. Man, this is fucking crazy. A
lot of big lines this week because the next game is Carolina Panthers plus 11 at home against the Cowboys. Whew. A lot of big lines this week. Next one's
man,
big, too.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, these are tough
this
games.
A gamble. I'm going to take Carolina plus 11.
It's a gamble. I'm going to take Dallas minus 11.
I'm going to take the Cowboys as well.
Because fuck Carolina sucks.
Dude, this is going to be interesting. See who the fuck we stand. Y'all might be in trouble. What day's
somebody
that?
Somebody in trouble.
We don't have to do Monday's game.
No, we're just going to go through. Next game.
Well, we can do Monday's game.
Yes. Next game is San Francisco minus 12 at home against Tampa.
These are all big lines. Mm-hmm. The fuck is going on?
Usually it's hard to find a line over 6 in the NFL, man. We got...
So it's Tampa plus 12 I'm taking.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take San Francisco minus 12.
It's in San Fran, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take the 9.
That's a lot of fucking points to get
It
up,
is a
y'all.
Lot, but I can't see them losing. I can't see them
I can't
not
see that being a close
Tampa.
Game. Yeah, yeah, I don't see that being a close game at all. All right, this is a close game. The Rams at home minus 1 against the Seahawks.
Rams are minus 1? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Seahawks plus...
It's a
plus
pick.
One.
It's a pick. I'm going to take the Seahawks as
I'm
well.
I'm going to take the Rams minus 1. I'm going to take the home team on this one. I think it's going to be a close game. All right, then we got Buffalo minus 7 at home against the Jets.
Taking them.
Taking the Jets plus 7.
It should be a get-right game, but it feels like a trap, another trap game for the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to take the Jets.
Damn, you know, we didn't agree on almost all of them. I mean, listen.
You think Buffalo minus 7?
I took Buffalo minus 7. Okay. Absolutely, I did.
Then the night game is the Broncos minus 2 against the Vikings.
Ooh.
Broncos.
Where at?
Broncos.
Oh. I'm going to take the Broncos minus 2.
I'm going to take the Vikings plus 2. I think the Vikings are riding a hot wave. I think they beat the Broncos.
I think the bubble burst. Broncos win at home. Cover the spread.
That's an easy spread to cover. It's a fucking field goal.
You a lone wolf this time.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
I think it's your first lone wolf one.
And the best game of the week is Monday Night Football. Kansas City minus 3 at home against the Eagles.
Oof.
Super Kansas Bowl City rematch. Minus 3 I'm taking all day. I got Kansas City minus 3.
Kansas City at home?
Mm-hmm. Now, is Taylor Swift going to be there? Because that makes a hell of a difference.
I know, because that means
Kelsey going to get 200
yards.
Kelsey's
going to have like 13 catches and 2 mm-hmm. touchdowns if she's there.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not there, he's going to have 4 catches and sprain his ankle.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. But I'm going to go with the Eagles in this game. I think they're going to win the game straight up.
I think the Eagles get their, Eagles I think fan, the Eagles I think get their second loss. So I'm going with KC.
Holy shit. So let me regurgitate. Bears, Ravens, you both got Ravens minus 3.5. I got Bears plus 3.5. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, you both took Cleveland minus 4. I took Steelers plus 4. Cardinals at Houston, all three of us took Arizona plus 4. That's for Prater. L.A. Chargers at Green Bay. I took the Chargers minus 3. You both took the Packers plus 3. Giants at Washington. Me and you, Joe, took Washington minus 10. Kenny, you took the Giants plus 10.
Yep.
Tennessee at Jacksonville. Me and Joe took Tennessee plus 6.5. You took Jacksonville minus 6.5. Chicago at Detroit. I took Detroit minus 10. You both took Chicago plus 10. Raiders at Miami. Kenny took Miami minus 13, and did Joe. I took the Raiders plus 13. Dallas at Carolina. Joe and Kenny took Dallas minus 11. And I took Carolina plus 11. Tampa at Frisco. Joe and Kenny took Frisco minus 12. I took Tampa plus 12. Seahawks at Rams. Joe and Jason, me and Kenny took Seahawks plus 1. Joe took Rams minus 1. Jets at Buffalo. Kenny and Joe took Jets plus 7. I took Buffalo minus 7. Vikings at Broncos. Kenny and myself took Broncos minus 2. Joe took Vikings plus 2. And Philadelphia at Kansas City. Kenny took Philly plus 3. And me and Joe took Kansas City minus 3. That's a crazy, like,
the lines that
we only have one that we all agreed on in the entire thing.
That's Arizona.
Well, it's tough to get three people to all agree on the same game. When you're picking the lines, winners, losers, maybe would have been a little different. But picking a line, that's where it's
wonder
tough.
How we do on this. That'd be interesting to see how we do. To me, it's just hard to take off so many points in the NFL. Although I'd have been wrong. I told Christian, shit, I put a lot of money on
Giants,
the Giants and Cowboys last week, and that would have killed me.
Yeah.
Right? But I can't see, when I go through this, Dallas doing that a second time. Back-to-back games.
You can't see. Okay, so you can't see 21-10, Dallas wins. 23-10.
I just don't. I see Carolina having to play better.
But Carolina can't score points. And Dallas isn't going to. Dallas doesn't have to run up the score.
Tampa 12. It's Carolina just a lot close. Of points, dude. Games are just closer than that. I see like a 27-20 Frisco to
There's
Tampa.
There's a lot of good teams playing a lot of bad.
I see like a 17-10 Dallas win over Carolina.
Oh no, Dallas! Ain't no way Dallas is only going to score 17 points. You can put a little side bet on that one.
And it's not an argument of if they're going to cover, if they're going to win. They're going to win. Are they? How much they're going to win by?
Sure.
At this point. I mean, it's hard for me to think that you're willing to bet on Washington minus 10, but you're not willing to bet on Detroit minus 10.
Because if Fields plays, it's going to be a lot harder for you to stop their offense because he's going to run the football. Like he said earlier, it's going to be an audition. I 100% agree. They're gonna get something for him. He still got one more year after this, right?
Yeah, I mean they would have to release or trade him. So they're gonna try to trade him. I mean the guy's a starter in the NFL. He's just not a franchise guy. So you know you got the number one pick and there's these.
They gonna trade him?
Great guys.
Get something for him?
Well, you're not gonna get a lot, but you get something.
Third rounder.
Third round, fourth round, yeah.
Somebody will make out like a bandit then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of teams that need quarterbacks. That aren't in the position to draft at the top of the draft. So he's probably better than a lot of guys that you got sitting on your roster.
Yeah, who would take that next year, though?
The Giants.
Giants will get a top pick. They'll draft one.
I know. If they didn't, they would.
Yeah, they're on a collision course for one or two. Like, it's happening. Like, they're going to be one or
two. Naming teams, Giants, Minnesota probably, right?
Right, you don't know where their season's going to go. I mean, is Josh Jobs a long term thing, or is your starter even going to be able to come back after a Achilles injury like that?
And I
that?
Think Cleveland gives Watson one more year. I think Watson playing like shit.
Well, they're
not
tied,
worth the money.
They're fucking tied for that money. They're tied to that money. So
is Arizona, but I'm told they're probably not going to keep him. They're going to find a way to dump that.
I don't know, man. The way I saw. Kyler play on Sunday looked like a different kid to me, man, from the right before he got hurt, the way things were looking with that team. So, I don't know. He looked different. He looked inspired to play. Of course, now he may be thinking he's auditioning too for somebody, but sometimes that could work out. Then it's like, okay, well, we're actually good here. We're all good. Let's hug it out. Kumbaya. Let's go on the next year.
You got to wonder if Denver's still high on Russell after this year.
turned it around lately.
Yeah, but look, Atlanta needs a quarterback. Tampa needs a quarterback long term. New Orleans.
Rams need one because Stafford ain't going to come back next year.
There's just so many teams, dude, and this season's not over. Somebody else is going to get hurt before this season's over. That happens every year. So you're going to have another team or two that are in the back in the market because they got a quarterback that's in the scrap heap because he's hurt. So there're going to be plenty of teams that would take, you know, quickly take a guy like him.
Yeah. Will the kid that ever got that traded to Dallas ever play?
Trey Lance?
Yeah.
He hasn't played yet because Dak hasn't got hurt, but
he ain't never played shit.
No, that,
I ain't never seen somebody work out their way into the motherfucking NFL like this kid.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He played like 12 games in college. That's it.
And he got drafted like number two, like three.
Like that's the biggest sucker job, con job done on NFL talent scouts and whatnot that's ever been done. Like, dude never played no football.
Well, I felt the same way about Anthony Richardson.
Well, similar. Yeah, similar.
They're playing him. Mm-hmm. You know, the Niners didn't have to play him because they had
Garoppolo,
and then Purdy came out of nowhere, right?
But how many years has he been in the NFL now?
Trey Lance. Three. This is three.
Year three. How many games he played?
Zero.
Is it zero? I don't know.
I think he played a couple games.
He never started.
Right, but what I'm saying is go back like 5 years of this dude's existence on this earth, right? Go back 6 years. Of his existence on this earth, playing football. How many games has he actually played?
Not a lot.
And you're playing the most key position in the world, as quarterback?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I can't believe that. Thank God San Francisco said, we fucked up. We fucked up, right? We made a mistake. Let's just go ahead and let's eat it, get him out, and let's move on, because that was a mistake.
So
I don't think you ever see him on an NFL field again.
2021, he played six games.
Did he start?
Five TDs, two picks. It doesn't say games, it just says games played. He was a 97 rating. Five picks, five touchdowns, two picks. And in 2022, he played two games. He had zero touchdowns, one pick. But he rushed the ball for those six games, 168 yards, 4.4 carry.
So six games in 21. Two games in 22, no games in 23. So eight professional games in 3 years, and whatever it was, a dozen or so games in his college career.
He's up to 20 games right now?
Dude's played 20 games in like 5 years? Get the hell out of here.
It's bad.
That's terrible. It's terrible.
Go Blue, Michigan. They're going to win the whole thing.
I hope they do.
They're going to go to Ohio State and teabag them.
They win it.
They're going to, you know what I think they should do? They should try to go to Ohio State and not even throw the ball once.
I don't think that'll happen.
I wish it would. You know, every year they've beat them the last 2 years, it's because they ran it up their fucking ass.
I have a feeling you're going to ass stomp them again this year.
It's going to be an ass whooping.
Yeah, and then you're going to win the Big Ten, go on and win the national championship.
You think Michigan's going to win it all?
Yes.
My man, Kenny Boone knows
I'm
some
not,
shit.
I'm not a Michigan fan, y'all. Not a Michigan fan. But I think they're the best team in college football. They're the most.
And they ain't even stealing motherfucking signs.
Most overall well. Fuck all that shit. Fuck all that, like, stealing signs. Like, motherfucker, they could get, like, give me the sign. Then go stop it. Like,
the player's still got to play.
Like, I could steal.
Like, linemen, that 2 years in a row, they've had the best linemen. Best O-lineman in college 2 years in a row. And I heard my boy Desmond Howard talking about, dude, fuck that. That has nothing to do with signals. They're out there dominating fucking other teams and running down people's throats. It has nothing to do with signs or signals.
Right. So if this week, this is where I get confused, number one, like why even this is even a big deal, is, all right, so this week, when I got my three backup quarterbacks over there throwing up the cards, right? That's how they put the signs in now on college football, right? This guy's got, you know, pizza, orange, and Bruce Willis. Like, that's the three cards. Like, that means something, right? That's the formation. This is the blah, blah, blah. This is the play, right? So that's what that means. And it's these three guys' cards that are actually live this week. And there's two other sets of three guys that are throwing up cards. They're not live this week. Like, Or what am I stealing? And first of all, if I know what this week, what pizza, orange, and Bruce Willis means, shame on you for not fucking changing it next week.
I agree.
Change it. Because guess what? Your game's on TV, asshole. Your game's on TV. I can watch it and steal the motherfucking signs. I can watch the game, record it, go back, look and see what signs were flashed, and go, okay, they ran this play. Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is a witch hunt. I think everybody kind of knows it. Big Ten, for sure, wants your boy out.
Why do they want him out?
I don't know. Fuck somebody's mom. Or I don't know what he did. But that Big Ten definitely has a hard on to get him out.
All they did is make it worse when he's out telling people it's America's team.
Well, what's going to make it worse is when he wins it all.
Or when he wins the Big Ten and they got to hand him the trophy.
Yeah.
That fucking asshole's got to hand it to him.
Yeah, the commissioner of the Big Ten's got to hand him the motherfucking trophy.
That's a problem.
Yeah, because he won't be suspended for that game.
No, he won't be. And you know what's bad is what I'm told, and don't hold me to this, but what I'm told from people I know, right, is there is proof of spreadsheets that, because it's already known that these other college teams, that they actually pay a position to go steal signs. And you're allowed to steal signs.
It's called scouting.
Right. No, but you're allowed
people
to steal signs. No, but they say you're allowed to steal the signs. You're just not allowed to aggressively steal the signs, but like
what
going to the stadium.
Does that mean?
Well, that's the point. It's like you're allowed to speed, but you're not allowed to speed too much.
You can steal a little bit, but not a lot.
Well, that's basically what the rules say. The rules say you're allowed to steal all the signs you want, but you can't go there and aggressively overdo it.
It's okay for you to fuck my wife. You just can't fuck her hard.
Right. That's what it's like, right? Yeah,
you can fuck her soft. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. That's crazy. That's
right.
Crazy.
But that's the rule. So the point is okay, so if he's got, first of all, whether he knows or not, okay, I believe that he doesn't. He's still responsible. He's the head coach. So I'm okay with that. So whether he knows or not, he's responsible. It's under his thing. Fine.
Right.
But if there's assholes on his organization going to these fucking colleges and doing that, it's known now, and they're waiting, because I have an in with them. They're waiting for the shit to come from the NCAA, because their counter thing with their attorneys is, here you go. They have documents and emails of other fucking scouts or sign stealers of other teams, Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Ohio State starting it, of them sharing on a spreadsheet, which is also against codes, of this is what Michigan's doing. Same shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's kind of like, well, I got in trouble, but guess what little Timmy did? I kind of don't like that, but I understand that it's going on.
But
so
to me, that's worse. You're saying
it's almost like,
don't
come knock on my door when all these other people are doing the same shit.
Right.
I get it, but I don't understand.
I think they're going to look like buffoons. I think the Big Ten's going to look like a bunch of fucking idiots when this is over, and all these other teams did this shit, and they're like, we're just going to change the rules. Well, you already suspended our guy and made an example and tried to call them a cheater.
If it's actually what they're insinuating is going on between other institutions, you know, saying, hey, here's our information on, you know, Michigan.
Yes.
Here's our information on so-and-so. You're going to play him next week. That's collusion.
Which is worse.
That's different than I'm just doing this on my own. Like, I'm playing Purdue next week, so I'm scouting Purdue, right? And, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what those damn signs mean. If that's called sign stealing, get the fuck over yourself. I just don't understand the big deal. I mean, you've coached, I've coached, we've all coached. We've gone all, you know, I've coached all the way up through middle school.
You watch film,
you
pay attention.
We used to go watch the other teams, record it. I had a parent go over there and record the games that I couldn't go to live, and we'd watch that. We'd figure out what they ran, what they do. It's called scouting. It's also called good coaching, knowing what the hell the other team's going to bring. So,
and better coaching adjusts every game.
Right. And why wouldn't you change your signs, bruh? Like, if those, why are you using the same signs?
You know people are filming shit. You know that shit's going on.
You're on TV. On TV. I can figure out what your plays are. So I don't get the whole thing. So that's why I think it's a witch hunt. And that's why I think he's going to end up winning the whole thing. Stick it to the Big Ten, stick it to NCAA, and then go back to the NFL and make a whole bunch of money.
You think he leaves?
He's going to be the Chargers head coach.
I think it'd be the Raiders, and he's going to try to draft JJ.
I don't think it'll end, and I know he knows that it's probably not going to end. like this, the witch hunt is not over. If he were to stay at Michigan next year, it's just going to be something else. Or this will continue.
Yeah.
This will be pushed for NCAA sanctions. Right now, this is just the Big Ten involved. NCAA hadn't even done an investigation.
No, they are doing it, but they're due process. Yeah.
But they haven't done it.
Yeah.
So then that's going to come up. Like, well, we lose scholarships. We do this. I get smacked on the back of the head again for whatever. Like, I think it'll just keep going. Go to the NFL where it's just win. Just go win. And he did it in the NFL before, so he'll be fine. Ton of teams that want him.
He'll be a Chargers head coach. That's the perfect team for him to go to. An offensive firepower. He's got to build up defense a little bit. He'll be fine. I wouldn't go to the Raiders. They fucking suck.
I think he wants to draft JJ. That's what I think. All right, guys. Well, look, this was fun. This will come out. You guys check it out. We'll have to maybe do this next week at the fucking Gold Leaf studio over there in Mooresville with cigars. So make sure you join us. We'll be out there either Monday or Wednesday. Bam!